What's the biblical definition of faith?
The shield of faith described by the Apostle Paul in his letter to the Ephesian Christians is of paramount importance because it is the grace with which you can extinguish all the flaming arrows of the evil one. And that's not an uncertain promise. Rather, it's divine assurance that faith equips us to escape the very extremities of evil. But what is faith? First, the Bible defines faith as being sure of what we hope for and certain of what we do not see. Thus, in biblical vernacular, faith is a channel of living trust and assurance that stretches from man to God. In other words, it's the object of faith that renders faith faithful. Furthermore, faith is the assurance that God's promises will never fail, even if sometimes we do not experience their fulfillment in our mortal existence. Hebrews 11 underscores the fact that we trust God to fulfill His promises for the future based on what He's already fulfilled in the past. Thus, our faith is not blind, but based squarely on God's proven faithfulness. Finally, the faith that serves to protect us in spiritual warfare is not to be confused with mere knowledge. Millions worldwide believe in the trustworthiness of Billy Graham. They've heard him proclaim the good news on television, and yet do not believe that his message corresponds to reality. Thus, they have the knowledge that it takes to be saved, but they don't have saving faith. Others hear the message, agree that it corresponds to reality, but due to the hardness of their hearts, they do not bow. Rather, like the demons, they continue to live in fearful anticipation of the judgment to come. Some, however, have what the Scripture describes as genuine justifying faith, a faith that not only knows about the gospel and agrees that its content corresponds to reality, but a faith by which they're transformed. A verse to ponder. Job 13, verse 15. Though he slay me, yet will I hope in him.